MC Who, the official podcast of the unofficial movies of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. My name is Centered Justin.
And I am Tranquility Andy.
And if you love comics, if you love movies, or even if you just love
meditating for 8 hours,
then this show is for you.
You.
Good, we're in a good headspace. Oh, this yes. is good. Welcome to NPR.
MCR. MCR.
Welcome to NPR Who. NPR Who. I'm your host, Justin. This is your host.
Are we doing this again?
Andy, I'm doing a whole new intro.
Just did.
And we have our special guest today, Brian Fornishon. Give it up to Brian, everyone.
Thank you. It's, I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, Brian. Hello, how are you? Okay, I'm done. I'm done with that. Hey, Brian, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
Real good, yeah.
All right.
Tell
Brian,
folks about yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, where to start? Okay, I like to improvise. I co-run a theater in Kansas City called the... Can I plug stuff?
Yeah, do it,
cool,
man.
Cool. I co-run a theater here in Kansas City. I do about 20% of the work, if that. It's called the Improv Shop.
Woo!
Come check us out. We have shows.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, and then in my free time, when I'm not laboring away during the day to finance my hobbies, mm-hmm. I also collect bones.
Yeah.
What?
Bones.
Animal bones. We'll stick with animal bones.
Just animal bones.
Yeah.
That's good. Do you like the TV show Bones?
I know that there are two people that are in that show.
Emily Deschanel and...
Not that you know two people in the show. You know that there are two people in the
least.
Show.
At least.
And one of them, I'm pretty sure, is called Bones.
Boreanaz. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
her nickname is Bones.
David Boreanaz Bones. David Bones. Wait, he's not the Bones?
Boreanaz.
I've never watched it. I thought he was the Bones. She's the Bones?
Yeah, she's the Bone Doctor.
Oh, that's so cool. Now I want to watch it.
He's an FBI agent. I had a Bones face, guys.
Wow.
I did. I watched a lot of it. And yeah, so she helps solve crimes by what the bones look like.
She wasn't like a bone talker, or what is that thing where you can like she like has a bag of bones and she
no,
like,
this is very
like,
science.
It's
based.
Like voodoo stuff.
No, this is stuff. This is very like she's a doctor and
oh okay,
she's a scientist.
I thought she was like a witch doctor.
No.
That'd be cool though. That's
yeah,
a good show.
That's a different show.
It's still called Bones though.
It's called the Bones Thrower, I think.
Oh okay. Hey Brian.
She's also a porno, perhaps.
Ooh, the Bones Thrower. Yeah, I've seen that one.
You have?
Brian, uh-huh. It's ironically similar to what I just described about the witch doctor, and she solves cases.
Let's ask Brian some questions.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Sheila, have you now, or do you now, or have you ever read comic books?
Yeah, I have. When I was younger, I was really into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Here as in a half shell, turtle power. They're the world's most fearsome fighting team.
I don't know the rest
what's
of it.
Oh, okay,
amount,
I'll stop.
What's the amount of time that you can play or sing music before you have to pay for it?
Obviously less than what we just did.
If Marvel hasn't sued us yet...
No one will. That's our motto. So is it fair to say that maybe like the Turtles are your favorite heroes? Or do you have other favorites in the comic book realm?
Those are my favorite... animal heroes.
Animal based heroes.
There are
yeah.
a lot, Andy.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
true, it's true.
But I think in the Marvel universe it'd have to be Spider-Man.
Insect based. Or arachnid.
Arachnid, yeah. Arachnid and teenage boy. wow, I like teenage comic books. Like teenagers in comic books.
That's
well,
okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
At least it's in comic books.
That's yep.
Just
yep. Good. Well, we'll stop there before I go too far. Brian, why don't you roll that dice for us? Roll the die. It's just one die. Justin, you idiot. Roll the die and tell us what's on it.
Yeah, aggressively.
Yeah.
Two.
All right, I'm going to scroll up. You're going to tell me what's on it, Brian. Here we go.
Moment of truth.
Red Hulk.
Awesome.
First impressions?
I would have to say that it is a Hulk whose skin is red.
Good one. Anything to add, Brian?
I think it is a Green Hulk with a red hair.
Oh, that's a twist.
It's
ew.
Ginger Hulk.
That reminds me of that like Street Fighter character with the
Baraka.
Like, he had green skin and like orange hair, right?
Or, wasn't it Baraka?
Was No, Baraka's the guy from Mortal Kombat with the knives for hands.
Blanca.
Yeah, is it Blanca? Yeah, it is Blanca. Yeah.
I always played the one where the dinosaurs fought each other.
What?
Primal.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what that game is.
Played the Raptor.
Cool. So Red Hulk, well, it speaks for itself. We're going to come back
with
more information on Red Hulk. I'm excited. We're really going to deep dive into some of what Marvel's already given us. Woo! Hulk went away
right
for those movies. Remember those movies where he wasn't there? Civil War and that?
He was in space.
Yeah, cool. All right, we're back like him. So we're going to be ready for a one minute one down.
One minute one down. A rub down?
Andy's on the 1 minute rub down. Andy's on the clock. Brian's going to rub me down.
All right, here we go.
Okay, ready?
Yep. 3, 2, 1, rub.
Red Hulk. Actually, there were two different iterations of Red Hulk.
The still first, get 1 minute.
The first was The first was character General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, and that first appearance was in Hulk number 1, January 2008. Unknown, really. We didn't really see how he became Red Hulk, but it was through the help of like AIM and like the intelligentsia and just some evil corporations and stuff. But basically Ross becomes Red Hulk. He's a villain-esque, and then he becomes a hero eventually, but that's a whole thing. The second version of Red Hulk is General Robert Maverick, who is first appearance in U.S. Avengers number 1,
15 seconds.
January 2017. Red Hulk is very similar to Hulk in that they're super strong, but the difference is that Brian,
Instead of getting stronger when he gets angry, he just gets hot.
He gets hot when he gets angry, guys. He gets hot when he gets angry.
And 1 minute. So hot.
That's it. That's all we had to say.
Super hot.
It's
the same strength, same powers. He just, instead of getting mad, he just gets hot.
Yeah, so Hulk infamously gets stronger the angrier he gets.
Uh-huh.
But Red Hulk emits heat off of his body in a way that starts to melt things around him and burn things. And when he gets to a point where he's so angry, he gets heated, essentially, and then he's more viable to be, like, knocked out and whatnot.
So yep. He's got to control this
He's got to control his temper. He's the opposite of Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also read he's a little bit more tactical as well, more of a strategist.
Right. He's not as,
not so smashy.
Not like super Jekyll and Hyde as Hulk, as, Bruce Banner is. He's a little more control. And that's just Thunderbolt Ross. If we're talking about General Robert Maverick, that character is basically like John McCain with superpowers. he's like the American hero, like the military hero guy. And he's not a douche. I was gonna say not a duke. He's not a douche like Thunderbolt
Ross. He's also not a duke.
He's not a duke either. But he's a 4-star general, and he gets powers through what AIM it was, I believe.
From a Red Hulk plugin that they put inside of him.
Yeah, so they
just
put like
a upgrade,
they
like
put
an
upgrade in his wrist. This is when AIM turns good.
They got
That's
the Hulk expansion pack, and just
and he can basically Robert Maverick can only he can turn into Hulk or Red Hulk really, but he can only do it for an hour and a half a day, and if he goes over that limit, his body starts to like malfunction and break down. So he can't really let himself do that. But of course, he's a freaking American military hero. So of course he puts himself in the line of fire and does it time after time. That's our two versions. Yeah.
Thaddeus and Maverick.
Ross and Maverick, really. Those are the last names.
I like to call him Thaddeus.
Okay, you call him Thaddeus. Thaddeus Roth.
Thunderbolt.
So there's a there's so many different directions to take this in. Mm. I mean, which Hulk do we use? Do we use both? Can we use both? Who's our protagonist? Is one of them the antagonist?
We already have two in our podcast universe.
Yes.
We now have two Hulks.
Yes.
We have
Bruce Banner.
We have Bruce Banner as Professor Hulk, and then we have Amadeus Cho as Totally Awesome Hulk.
Yeah.
And so I think it would be so cool to just have as many Hulks on screen as possible.
I agree. Because, I mean, eventually, when we get to, like, episode, 50, we'll just do, like, the Hulkamania episode. We'll have all of our Hulks
then we together. Then we do the Hulk real world episode, where it's them living in the big city.
Good. Here's something that I'm thinking. Let me just throw this off the top of the dome here.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think we see a flashback of Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross
mm-hmm.
during the 5-year period where
the snap
happened, right? And I think we see him, and he is working with AIM, right? Now we've seen AIM before in Iron Man 3. They were an evil corporation run by good old what's his face.
Yeah,
I am the Mandarin.
Right,
you know what I'm talking about, Guy Pearce.
Yeah, he glows, and then he died.
So we haven't seen AIM since then, to my knowledge. I like to think that Thunderbolt Ross, like the government basically like absorbed AIM, and AIM is like because this kind of happens in the comics where AIM, Advanced Idea Mechanics. Who is it?
It's Gideon.
Roberto.
What's his name? Gideon.
Gideon. Yeah.
Was
you're
the
right.
Iron Man 3 guy?
Yes. Roberto. Son of a bitch. Sunspot is the superhero name, but he basically leads the U.S. Avengers. But he does so. He's like a billionaire, and he buys AIM and basically says like, "Hey, everyone, you can keep working because you're all brilliant." But we're instead of working for evil purposes, now you're going to work for me and we're going to do good things in the world. And they're like, okay,
everyone,
you're going to keep paying us.
Turn off your evil switch and flip on your good switch.
Well,
keep working.
Basically, because he realizes like all of these people are just like brilliant scientists that were like poor and their families like were in danger and stuff. And so anyway, so I kind of like the idea that, okay, what if Thunderbolt Ross takes AIM, flips it around, has them start working on a way to turn him into the Hulk because the world needs him now that there's less heroes and whatnot, right?
Mm.
So then, like, that's what we see. Like, we're planting the seed there. And then we go to after the snap and after the, after the, what do they call it?
The re-snappening?
The re-snappening. What were they calling it in Far
Spider-Man,
From Home?
The blip.
The blip.
Yes.
After the blip, and after, like, I guess the re-blip, whatever it calls when they come back.
The blip.
Is that what they call the blip when they come back?
The snap is when they go away. The blip is when they come back because they all blipped back into existence. Right.
I see. Okay. Good. So after the blip, and like maybe even a year after that now, or even 2 years, depending on when this movie gets made.
Justin, wow.
Yeah, I'm getting out there, man. So now we got Thunderbolt Ross, and they're like, General Ross, or Secretary Ross, or whatever you are now. Secretary Ross. I think he's making a presidential run.
Sure, yes.
Ooh,
that's a great idea.
That's good.
Yeah, that's great. Let's get political.
And and he's making a presidential run, and then they come to him, they're like, we ready the thing. And he's like, well, we ready
Hulk
the, like, the Red Hulk, like, serum is ready or whatever for testing.
Right.
And for whatever reason, either he does it on purpose or they decide to go, I don't know what happens, but maybe, Robert Maverick is the first one to try it out, right?
As like, someone who's just like in the Air Force?
Yeah, I think he's probably like,
a volunteer
well, he's
soldier.
A 4-star general.
Oh, okay.
So he's like super, you know, whatever. And I think maybe, I don't know, Ross doesn't want to be the Hulk now that he wants to be president or something. I don't know. That's kind
of
confusing.
It's hard to be president and the Hulk at the same time. Like, I wouldn't vote for the Hulk.
So, okay, but is that our movie? Is it basically Thunderbolt Ross, like, with the presidential campaign in the background while he's also, like, doubling as, like, this rampaging monster and taking out, like, things that he doesn't like, essentially? I kind of like that.
Maybe he's already the Hulk, though. Maybe he's already Red Hulk.
Okay, and we just haven't really, like, seen him or anything?
Yeah.
It's all under wraps.
Yeah, because if he's got, what, the little thing implanted or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's got that too.
One thing that I really, really wanted to... I thought about it when we were researching. So you know how Hulk had his cool showdown with the Abomination? Even though Abomination looked like shit in that movie, that showdown was pretty cool in New York and Harlem.
I think I've only seen that movie once.
Oh, really? Yeah. I actually enjoyed that movie. I gotta say, I liked it more than a lot of people. I think it was better than people give it credit for. Obviously, there were detractions. I don't have time to talk about those, but it wasn't a great movie, but I did enjoy parts of it. Anyway, so Abomination is kept alive at the end of that movie. Hulk spares him, but I kind of like the idea that he either gets out or maybe Ross lets him out as like a test run for the Red Hulk.
Yeah.
And like he... I mean, it's almost like, what if he is doing this on purpose and he's like, I am the new superhero. I'm the Red Hulk. I'm the one that you all need me to become the president or whatever. And like, this is like his trial run. It's kind of like what we did in the J. Jonah Jameson episode where we took Norman Osborn
mm-hmm.
and made him the Iron Patriot and all that stuff. And then like, did we do that? In that episode?
What?
Maybe not. I'm blending comics in our episodes and what's in the MCU.
I mean, he did create... Yeah. Yes, it's similar.
But I don't know. I kind of like it. So, okay, so...
So is he running as president and everyone knows he's Red Hulk?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if he, like, outs himself? Like I mean, it worked for Iron Man, right? I am the Red Hulk. And then yeah, everybody's like, whoa, you're the new Hulk? That's been super cool and like...
That doesn't roll off the tongue as easily.
But I don't know. Okay, Brian, what do you think?
Oh, boy. All right, so we need to figure out, unless you've already said it and I just missed it.
No, I haven't decided anything.
Ross a good boy or a bad boy?
That's the kind of the thing. If he's our protagonist, he either needs to start out bad boy and go good boy... Or he needs to start out, like, decent guy, and then, like, throughout the course of the movie, he just, like, goes full-on villain. Or there's got to be progression somewhere in there, so okay. I think I'm okay with the spectrum being...
The way that I'm seeing it right now, just in my brain, is he is running for president.
Yeah.
And he wants to use Red Hulk as his, like, this is my golden ticket, this is how I'm going to get elected... This is what it is. He's using it for bad purposes. He's not a good guy.
No.
He's running for president, first
right.
of all. So he starts off as a bad guy, and then we need to figure out some kind of villain that he has to be Red Hulk to save the day. Right?
Right. I like that. And I think it's easy... Are you saying, like, in the end of the movie, like, he has to do it, like, in a good way? Or are you saying he's going to plan, like, a villain... That he can defeat and then look like it's good for him to save the day.
Oh boy, that's the twist at the end. He's still a bad guy the whole time.
Maybe at the end there's some... Like, he's got to make a choice between, okay, you can either become president or you can save the day. I don't know how we create that choice for him. But it's the difference between, like, assuming power and actually helping people.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe he defeats an enemy called Orange Hulk.
Jesus. Okay. That's just the thing. That's how we introduce
that's
the thing.
That's the thing.
Don't do the thing like that.
Okay. Here's... Okay. I like two... I want... There's just a couple scenes. I'm going to throw out some scenes that
throw
I want in this movie. Let's see what happens. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I do like the idea that Amadeus Cho shows up.
Yes.
And they have a fight, and he just beats the shit out of Amadeus Cho. And, like, this kind of, like, you're a punk-ass, like, kid kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a real... it's like a real, like, boomer versus millennial, like, battle.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he just, like, kicks his ass. Because, of course he would. He's a freaking, like, military hero. And, I mean, this Thunderbolt Ross is like a... I mean, he's... He knows what he's doing tactically and in battle and everything. So I kind of like the idea of like seeing him like just one battle after another. He is the superior Hulk, right? He is better than Banner and he is better. And you know what I mean? Like he's better than Amadeus mm-hmm. at being Hulk, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that is, it doesn't make him a better hero. It just makes, I mean, like, he's better at raging out and, like, beating the shit out of people. Whoop-de-doo. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a good thing, necessarily.
It's not a moral good. It's just right. a strength good.
Right. Yeah. So, I kind of like that we, like, in the beginning of this, the first half of this movie is, like, there's a couple different villains or whatever, well, whether it's set up or not.
Yeah. What if Ross is the villain and Maverick is the hero?
Ooh, Red Hulk v. Red Hulk.
Yeah, I mean, and I was kind of thinking that, like, for the end, right? Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah, this is tricky. Because, I mean, I guess, who is our protagonist? Do we have multiple? That's kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Are we following... And if it is, if this like a Breaking Bad situation where we're like following like the anti-hero and then it like, without spoiling Breaking Bad for anybody, you know, it goes south and whatnot. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
How many...
Like, are we wanting the audience to like root for the bad guy in that fight? Like, you know, General Maverick... is the hero of the situation, mm-hmm. and in the end of the movie, maybe he does win, but we're not following his story. Like, this is the villain's story. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think there are enough villains' stories out there.
Okay.
Honestly. Like, you never... There are origin stories and that sort of thing. Like, they just came out with that Joker movie and all that, and I haven't seen that, but whatever. But you really don't ever get to see... the true motives. Like, you get the villain monologue and that's about all the backstory you normally get in these movies because you're so focused on a protagonist.
Yeah.
They don't really get to see the dark side.
Well, that's why Infinity War was such a good movie, because it was Thanos' story.
Yeah.
I would say he was the main character.
Here's what I'm thinking then. This is good. So what I'm thinking is we see Ross plant the seeds for this program and build it up from the start years ago, right? And then now it's like Ross, like we're just like at a after like a caucus or something like that or whatever, and he's and they're like General Ross, you are the favorite by a long shot to win the presidency, so they're like, oh my god, like this is gonna happen this November or whatever, and then. It's like, all's going well for fucking Secretary Ross, or General Ross, or whatever we're gonna call him. And then, it's like, he gets that mysterious phone call from AIM, and they're like, sir, like, we've done it, it's ready. And he can't help himself. Like, it's what he's always wanted, that power of the Hulk, mm-hmm. right? So even though he's, like, this close to getting what he wants in presidency, and, like, actually having some real power... He wants power
yeah. mm-hmm.
in the form of what his greatest adversary has always had, right?
Yeah. So like he's in a meeting with his campaign manager, and the campaign manager says, like, it would take a miracle for you to lose this election now. And then he gets the phone call from AIM, and he's like, sir, it's ready.
You'd have to destroy Manhattan to lose at this point. So then it's like, then he's playing the secrecy between like secretly doing Red Hulk stuff and like just beating the shit out of, and they're like, who's this mysterious
and what
Red
is
Hulk?
Red Hulk stuff?
What do you mean?
Like what does Red Hulk do?
I think it's gotta be like vendettas, like personal vendettas that he's kept to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's using Red Hulk to do all of the things that as a president, like he can't do, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very Bruce Wayne Batman-esque thing where he
like that one subway person who skimped on the like meat or something. They just find his head bashed into a dumpster.
Well, I mean, sort of, I was like international conflicts and things like that.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Or like there's like some other person running for president who like,
dies?
Like, well, no, but I think probably gets like sent a message or like their car gets crunched or something. Like it starts out small and then like he just gets mad with power the larger we go.
Mm-hmm.
And then
but he's tactical too, so it's not
he's tactical.
So it like these things don't look like a Hulk has done them.
Right.
Well, would the people have to know that it's a Red Hulk doing it though? So we can't keep it a complete secret that it's a Red Hulk.
I think they got to know it's Red Hulk, but nobody knows that he's tied right. to Red Hulk.
Right.
Mm. Right? It's like there's this new mysterious Red Hulk like doing like some vigilante acts, some heroic acts, some
beating up
like...
subway part-time workers.
Right. And we'll figure out what those are, but that's kind of the gist of that, right? And then I think it's got the basically the
sandwich artisans. They're
the
called.
End of the movie has to get to a point where he has to give up being Red Hulk in order to become the president and everything, but he doesn't want to. Like, he's gone, like, super, like, rageful and whatnot, and he ends up becoming literally, like, you know, his own enemy and whatnot. And, like, then, at that point, you have AIM, who is working... I don't know. We have to have somebody, like, at the top of AIM who's, like, working for him or whatever. And then, like, they get, you know, General Maverick involved or something. Maverick's the one looking into all the Red Hulk, you know, whatevers.
So you said AIM started out bad, and then they became good by saying, you're good now. What's to say there isn't a scientist that's still bad who is the one that personally worked with Ross to turn him into Red Hulk? He's the only one that knows he's the Red Hulk.
Yeah.
And then he realizes that Red Hulk is getting out of hand. So he talks to the rest of AIM, and that's when they start working on the plug-in for Maverick so that they can have the big fight at the end.
Yeah.
And then the Red Hulk can still be the good Hulk. Like,
here's one more thing, too. Let me throw this out there. We need Maverick in the movie. I don't know that Maverick needs to be Red Hulk in this movie. I think Maverick could pick up Red Hulk from here and then, like, have
some... You don't want to have a Red Hulk versus Red Hulk
No,
fight?
Because what I think is cooler... is we get a bunch of other Hulk characters who have gotten the shaft in the last couple of years. Like Leader, Abomination, Zax, Doc Samson, who was in Incredible Hulk. These are all characters you guys are staring at me. But some people know what I'm talking about.
I know
about.
Who Abomination is.
Like I said, Amadeus Cho could be in there. We could, you know, tease She-Hulk, or we just see Jennifer Walters, like... you know, maybe she's, like, we get one, like, image of her, like, on a report, she's, like, getting a press conference or something like that, about, I don't know, something.
About the destruction of Red Hulk?
Well, yeah, but I was thinking, like, she's defending somebody.
So I like this, you're saving some goodies for movie 2 and 3.
Because, in my opinion, I think where this movie ends is... Red Hulk, you know, there's that moment, there's a breaking point where he could stop being Red Hulk and get away with all of it and just be the president. And, like, nobody would ever tie him back to Red Hulk, or at least not. But then he takes it a step too far, he lets his temper get the better of him and whatnot, and then it's like there's no going back. So then he's just, like, on a rage rampage. Like, the whole second half of this movie is just, like, I mean, it's like a Godzilla fest, right? It's just, like, monster punching monster kind of thing. And, like, one after another, one after another, these other, like, figures are coming at him and everything. Anyway, I think at the end of the movie, he is depowered, he ends up in prison, and he, instead of being the president, is in prison at the end of this movie. And then AIM... under the control of whoever, you know, then we get, like, a tease of Robert Maverick becoming, like, well, we have this Hulk technology, and, like,
because it would have been extracted.
You're the
Ross.
One we trust it with, you know.
And, you know, there's also he could be, I mean, he is his own worst enemy. Every villain, they are their own worst enemy. But what if we use the...
Deep
the,
talk with Brian.
What if we use, like, the overheating weakness that he has, that, like, he gets so overheated and rage-filled that he actually just explodes himself?
Holy shit.
Like, he just starts getting so mad, the power gets to his head, he's just getting angry and angry.
His hair catches on fire.
Because in the research, it said that when he fights regular Hulk, he gets so angry that they can't see them fighting anymore. It's just this bright, like, it's like this watching the sun fight itself. So, I feel like he could get so angry he just explodes his own.
The only thing, as much as I love seeing, like, but seeing a Hulk explode, I feel like I feel like I want to leave the door open for redemption later. You know what I mean? Like, now that, because there's something really sweet, and I don't mean, like, sentimental, but I mean, like, something really cool about, in the comics, when, you know, Red Hulk, he does kind of, like, he just beats everybody he comes across. And then when he fights Bruce Banner, when he fights the Incredible Hulk, he, you know, they have a final showdown and he does get beaten. And then, like, he's in prison and then he basically reforms because he kind of comes to understand more what it is to be the Hulk. And he starts to, like, almost, like, forgive Bruce Banner in a way. For, like, which is kind of weird because he's the one who should be forgiven. But he he's literally walked in Bruce Banner's shoes and understands what it means to like
his vendetta,
have that rage kind of like destroy your life and everything like that. So I kind of like that, like for the future.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the future is important, Justin.
We're always got to be thinking about the future.
Yeah.
If Kevin Feige taught us anything, it's don't kill your villains in one movie.
Yeah. Oh. And if Star Wars has taught us anything, even if you kill your villains, they can come back five movies later.
Yeah, that's good. Because Kevin Feige definitely did not teach us to not kill your villains. Everybody's killed their villains. Okay. We have a movie.
Do we?
No, is not at all.
Oh.
No, just joking.
It's like, did I miss something?
Did I just black out? Okay, so we got to figure out, first of all, so who are our players here, right? We have Ross.
Thaddeus.
Ross is our, Thaddeus is our protagonist. He's an anti-hero, right? And he's going to only decline from there, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have Robert Maverick, okay? Mm-hmm. And he... Is he something to do with AIM, or is he just not going to come until the very end?
I think he's
like in the background a couple scenes.
I think the movie should start with him, honestly. Yeah. Like, it starts with some sort of meeting between him and Thaddeus.
Oh, I like, you know what it is? I think he is giving like some sort of endorsement or some sort of speech at
like
the
Nike?
At the campaign.
Oh.
For Ross, because they're old like military buddies and whatnot, right?
Because they're both generals.
Yeah, so the movie starts with him kind of giving this endorsement,
like a political rally,
almost like a roadie, you know, giving the Tony Stark speech for the award at the beginning of Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of that kind of thing. Like, this guy, I've known him for a long time. He's a true hero. He's all this kind of stuff, and we're seeing backstage, and he's just like, I don't know, doing some stupid shit, like just like an asshole. He like takes candy from a baby or something.
What?
I don't know. Not really that, but you know, something like that.
How low do you want him to start on the moral totem pole?
Well, I want us to know that he's a piece of shit because we already know
he's
that.
Running for president.
Exactly. Exactly.
Automatic.
But I want but obviously the people of this world think he's like a saint, right? So it's kind of this. Mad Men type thing, you know, Mad Men, the show.
Oh, I know the show you're talking about. I've never seen a single episode.
I've only watched like 3 or 4 episodes.
Oh, great!
I didn't like it, but
anyway, you can reference it.
Well, the reason I didn't like it is because it's just okay. We'll talk about that later. We're running out of time.
I think we should, as an audience, buy into his good guy image. In the very beginning.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. He's got to be...
But we've already seen him do bad things in other movies.
Sure, but I think those things, even if we don't agree with him because they go against the protagonists of a particular story, are still understandable.
Okay. All right, so
does that make sense?
Yeah. So he's a...
So this movie is him starting there of, like, maybe a bit morally ambiguous, where we can think, oh, maybe because of everything that has happened, he's turned a new leaf. And until he gets that phone call from AIM.
Sure. So we don't start with the flashback of him...
I think we start at the political rally.
Okay.
Yeah, there's banners all over, because this is during...
Bruce banners.
Is it?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh boy. So this is during the 5-year period?
No, this is...
This is after.
This is like, he's running for presidency 2024.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I have
Does that work?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Amadeus Cho around?
Yeah, but...
I forgot where we put him.
I really hate to ask this place into it.
Amadeus Cho is... he's the 7th smartest person in the world. He is Bruce Banner's, like...
Protege,
basically, and he becomes the totally awesome Hulk,
a more live version,
self-acclaimed,
but still very strong,
self-proclaimed totally awesome Hulk.
That's for you, listeners.
Yeah, it's for you who didn't listen, like you should, to all of the other episodes.
Go back and listen; it's a great episode.
That was episode 4, actually.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was a while ago.
Good categorical memory.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember that. I'm gonna look real stupid if it wasn't episode 4. Season 1, episode 4. Anyway, Okay, so we're at the political rally, yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. He gets the hands off, yeah, shake hands. They go, eh, I'm gonna be president. Everybody's like, oh my god, this is great. You're gonna be totally be president, dude. And then he gets the call. He surrounds himself with like just people who call him dude. And so then he goes to the secret meeting in AIM.
Yeah, I think so.
And mm-hmm. we see him, and then we just kick it off with him, like, okay, they're like, so who do you want? Who should we get as our, like, we've tested it on a few different, like, people or whatever, and it works out. So, like, who is this going to, sir? And then he's like, well, me. What the fuck? It's me. and they're like, what? No, sir, I'm sorry. I just thought since you were running with, you know, you're running for president, and he's like, yeah, and that's exactly why it needs to be me, you know, because I'm the only one who can right the wrongs that, you know, these...
Is there... He's still Secretary of what? Defense?
Yeah, sure. he is Secretary of something. Defense or state,
yeah, maybe. Some military secretary. I would be interested...
Defense would make more sense.
If he was on the verge... Like, I just want a little bit more... moral struggle here, like internal struggle.
Yeah.
So I think if it is like, who should this go to? And he's like, I need to think about that a little bit more. Because it is tempting, right, to take it. But I think there's something, well, he's running for president, but he's still the Secretary of Defense. So something happens that if he were the Red Hulk, he could have stopped.
Sure. I like that.
And so he that is the trigger that makes him decide.
Makes him want to say me.
Yeah.
So maybe like an attack on maybe an attack at like a rally of his or something.
But did we decide, is he orchestrating all of these attacks?
I don't not think in this situation. One. Okay. But right. I think in the future he will.
Okay, once he sees the success.
Yeah. Right.
This like, one, oh, people really like it when I stop crying.
Yeah, exactly. That's really good. But okay, so is it like is it an attack on him or is it an attack like just in the country that he could have stopped?
I think it's something that maybe he had the knowledge of because he's so high ranking, but didn't have the means or the time because he wasn't the Red Hulk.
Okay, hear me out.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
I hear you, and I'm hearing it.
Here's the reason. Because I personally think Bruce Banner has probably moved on anyway. Mm-hmm. And not that that's a good reason to kill anybody, but... What if his daughter gets killed? What if Betty gets killed?
Betty.
So we like tease her up the whole like trailers and everything, and they're like, oh, they're bringing Liv Tyler back. And then we pull like a fast one on them, and she dies in the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Oh my god.
So we don't have to hear her whisper acting anymore.
How dare you?
It's gotta be, that's the catalyst right there.
Oh, Bruce. I'm so sorry. Oh, please, let's get you inside.
It's the whispers. Everything. Go watch everything she does. Lord of the Rings. Armageddon.
That thing you do?
Sure. I don't know. I've seen that one. Does she whisper?
It's a great movie.
She probably whispers in it.
I don't know.
I'm going to feel bad if that's just like a voice condition that she has. I apologize if that's true. Anyway, what do you think? I think that's a huge catalyst. It's a big surprise. And that would send him over the edge.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And it's not even like, I don't think it's like an attack or anything like that. I think maybe she's just like, maybe she's like doing mission work in somewhere. And
is she religious?
A mission work? No, you don't have to be religious to do mission work.
Yeah, that's your mission. Religious mission?
Well, you can have a religious mission, but you could be a missionary just for the betterment of mankind.
No, if you're a missionary, it has religious over and undertones.
Okay. Brian, would you care to solve this one?
Oh, boy.
we'll discuss this later.
Okay.
All of you obviously know one of us is right.
Obviously.
Anyway.
Leave us a review to tell us who.
Yeah, that's what we finally get reviews, and it's just like, you idiots don't know what missionaries are. We're running out of time. Fast.
We're on track.
Okay, so we got the beginning. His daughter is killed.
Oof.
Tragically. He could have, like, it's gotta be somewhere close enough that he, like, he gets a call from her, like, Dad, there's, you know, whatever, like, they have guns or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she calls him, and even though she kind of hates him, but that's even more, like, you know, high stakes that she calls him, like, the person that she really despises.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, a generic terrorist attack. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking also.
But what is she doing? She can't just be, like, chilling, like, she can't be, like, at a bank, and then, like, there's, like, a terrorist attack on a bank or something like that. She's gotta be doing something, like...
What was her job?
She's a good damn person. She's a scientist. She's a scientist. She's smart. So maybe
she is doing science in...
Somebody tries to come in and steal what she's working on. Like, she calls her dad. I just had a breakthrough and they're coming to kill me.
I don't even think it needs to, like, involve her work in any way. Like, it's just something bad happens and she's a victim.
Right.
And he could have stopped it.
Right. So then, funeral, something, something... People are like, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss, sir. Like, you know, whatever. And then, like, one of his like, little lackeys is like, this is going to be great for Pulsar.
Yeah,
like,
slimy campaign manager.
And he just, like, knocks him out. Like, he just, like, knocks the fuck out of this kid. Mm-hmm.
And immediately drives to AIM and says, me.
It's me. And they're like, what, sir?
And then he starts yelling because that's what he does. Mm-hmm.
Sir, you're getting so hot. Careful. Okay. So now here's the thing. He's filled with rage. He's filled with all this stuff. I don't know that he really, like, his first thought is like, that's really good. I'm going to do what's good for my presidency now and release a bunch of villains who will hurt more people. You know what I mean? I don't know that that's really what he's thinking at this point.
I don't think so either.
So I almost wonder if we shift it just a bit. I don't know how this shifts the ending. We're going rogue here. We're going off-roading. Brian, you had a face.
I just maybe had an idea.
Tell it.
Okay, what if whenever he becomes Red Hulk, he has this rage and he just goes and destroys things and he uses that, like, Red Hulk is bad, no matter what. All the media, all of them think Red Hulk is bad. Mm-hmm. But he, as the presidential candidate and also Secretary of Defense, has to defeat Red Hulk to show that, like, I should be your president. But then he gets so deep into Red Hulk that he can't give it up when it comes time for him to become the president.
Sure.
So he does actually get elected president?
Maybe that's when the credits roll.
I have one other thought, and here's this thought.
The climax takes place on election
night. I wonder if Betty Ross is working with Doc Samson, the guy that in The Incredible Hulk, Ty Burrell is in that movie, the guy from Modern Family. Anyway.
Which one from
Modern Family? The dad from Modern Family. The main dad.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Patriarch of Modern Family.
Sure. Not the patriarch. The son-in-law.
He's the main dad.
Okay, whatever. Jesus. There's so many patriarchs in that movie. Leave me alone. In that show. Okay. I don't know. So, anyway, he is dating Betty Ross in The Incredible Hulk, and then Bruce Banner comes back into her life, and then she pretty much just ditches him and falls back in love with Bruce. And then at the end of the movie, Bruce goes off on his own again, and that's the last time we see her, right? So what if she's kind of... I think they're friends regardless, her and Doc Samson. He is like a therapist, right? She's a scientist. So what if they're working together to try and rehabilitate these villains, like in the raft or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So we got like Abomination, and we have the leader... And we have just some, like, classic Hulk villains, right?
Yeah. And they're all, like, sitting around a dinner table learning etiquette.
Jesus. So, dinner for schmucks. So then, instead of a terrorist attack, it's a raft breakout.
Yeah.
Okay? They bring out the raft. She gets killed in that process. And he goes on a rampage to hunt down Abomination and the leader for killing her.
Who does? Thaddeus or Doc Samson?
Ross.
Yeah.
Doc Samson.
I call him Thaddeus.
Not Doc Samson. Thaddeus, he's like, put it in me, like, Red Hulk. And he's going to go kill these guys, right? So he's like hunting them down. Meanwhile, Doc Samson is also kind of doing the same thing through another means. Basically, I really want Ty Burrell back in the MCU, and I want him to become Doc Samson, who basically, you guys... He's like the Hulk. I mean, he has a super strength, but it all comes from his hair.
I was going to ask you if the hair had.
I know it's a really late in the game to throw an oddball here, but I really like this idea. So he's got long green hair that it's like his radiation stems from that, and with it he has like super fucking strength. He's got like this stupid red lightning bolt shirt, like Captain Planet. But we don't have to show any of that. But so then he's kind of working. Yeah, exactly. That's the shirt.
I pulled up a picture.
Everybody go look up right now. If you're not driving, go look up Doc Samson for yourself because it's great. So he's working on his own to try and hunt down Abomination and them. But he's, like, obviously the hero, the heroic side of things. Red Hulk is obviously going for blood and going to kill them. So I think that's the big, that's our movie, right? Mm-hmm. Is that. So we get Red Hulk. I think he's got a, and I think he does. You know what I mean? I think he does kill them. I think
the villains?
He has a confrontation with Abomination, mm-hmm. like, in fucking, I don't know, give me a location. I think they're hiding. What's their plan? They escape and they go off to...
Where's the raft?
Canada.
It's just in the middle of the ocean, right?
Well, yeah, it is. So they have a plan to escape, though, and they end up getting away. Just leave it alone. Nice. We don't have time to dig into that. Or
he says
is AIM
secretly
still working with them,
with all the villains.
Is leader running AIM secretly from inside the raft?
Tell us who leader is.
Leader, okay, goddamn it. Leader is Tim Blake Nelson in the Incredible Hulk. He's the one who he's Mr. Blue to Mr. Green. When they're talking back and forth on the laptops, he's the one who says he can help pull the Hulk out of Bruce Banner, and then he does, but then, like, it doesn't work, and he ends up getting angrier or whatever, and then he puts it in Abomination. He's the one who creates Abomination, uh-huh. but then, like, bits of the blood drip into his brain, uh-huh. and then his brain starts growing, and Leader, if you look up a picture of Leader, everyone, go look up a picture of Leader.
Is it spelled like Leader?
L-E-A-D-E-R. He's okay. Got a giant fucking brain. it's seen that. So he's basically like if Hulk was super smart instead of super strong.
So of course he would be able to figure out how to continue running AIM from
right. I love that.
If you type in Leader, do Leader Marvel.
Leader Marvel, guys. Yep. Yeah, don't just type in Leader. That won't give you much.
Oh, I know him.
So
there's a lot of good pictures here.
Yeah, okay, so in we got 3 minutes to finish this.
Yep.
Okay, 8 minutes, but still. I'm on a roll.
You got it, man.
Sorry, I'm steamrolling you here.
No, I believe in you.
But we're all here for support. Please continue throwing stuff in.
So Leader's been running AIM this whole time.
Because I'm not sure how to tie this back into the presidency stuff. So Leader is secretly running AIM, right? Mm-hmm. Unbeknownst to General Ross, mm-hmm. Thaddeus. So when they give Ross the Red Hulk serum and all that stuff...
Is it a serum or is it a device?
It's a serum for Ross. They turn it into a device for Maverick. Mm-hmm.
What if it's a device for Ross?
Okay.
And there's some sort of, like, self-destruct thing in it. Mm-hmm. And so if he becomes president, then AIM can have, like, a Manchurian candidate sort of situation. Oh, they get to control the presidency.
It's in the realm.
So Maverick... So, here's the problem with that. Then yeah. Ross becomes not the bad guy, and he is the victim. And right. He does have to hero up and defeat them.
Right.
Right? Even though he's an anti-hero.
Right.
And maybe he still ends up in prison?
I think he is an anti-hero who needs to be saved by Maverick.
Or not saved by Maverick, saved by Doc
Every
Samson.
Every other Hulk.
By Doc Samson, who is super strong and a therapist. Uh-huh. And so he can talk Ross down because he's like, I loved your daughter too. Which is something that he totally says in The Incredible Hulk, and it's my favorite thing.
So throughout the movie, once Ross turns into Red Hulk, does he stay Red Hulk the entire time? Or can he still put on the facade of the campaign so we still get him going to the rallies and stuff?
Yes, I think so.
And mm-hmm. like you can see him as human Ross, like physically getting angrier while he's giving all his stuff. And people are still in love with him, still want to vote for him as president. And by the end, once he is defeated, it's revealed that he is the Red Hulk. And that's how...
Yeah, I definitely agree that he is switching back and forth throughout, and he's secretly hunting down Abomination and Leader, and maybe like Zax or somebody else who's kind of thrown in there too, just another random villain. And so like he's kind of step by step hunting them, chasing them across the country on his campaign trail. Like he, like they're like, sir, we're supposed to be in Iowa tomorrow, and he's like, no, South Carolina. And he's, they're like, no, but we're, South Carolina's not for 2 more weeks. And he's like, I said no, we're going to South Carolina, damn it. And so he's like fucking up the whole thing. It's
so
it's
I think we got a lot of parts. Let's go back to the beginning and just kind of go through it, and I bet we can get to the end.
Somebody else talk for a second. Yeah. I think.
So we start off with Ross at a campaign rally. He's an okay guy, right? Mm-hmm. We don't mind him too much. He seems like, oh yeah, I might vote for that guy if you know, the other choice is what it is. But then he gets a phone call from AIM. It says, sir, we've done it. It's finished. So he goes to AIM and they tell him that they have completed the Red Hulk device that can turn you into the Red Hulk, specifically. Because that's what it was all along. He didn't like the green. Really wanted the red. And say, who do we give it to? Like, this needs a host, right? He's got to think about it. Uh-oh. His daughter, Betty, ends up dying in some sort of bad terrorist situation. Doc Samson is there too, maybe.
I thought she died because of the...
Because of the raft breakout, right? Right. Yes. Good. So raft breakout happens, leader escapes, everyone else that you listed that I didn't know escapes, and so that inspires Ross to say, give it to me, I want to be the Red Hulk. And then because of that, he is now using his campaign to like hunt down these people that kill his daughter.
So let me pause real quick.
Yes.
Is it not that he loses the campaign? I mean, it's not that he's like choosing between the two. It's just that at every choice, like they're like, sir, if you want to win, we need to go here. And he's like, no, we're going here. And like little by little, that choice is being made throughout the
movie.
They
hurt his candidacy.
It's just hurting his chances. Yes. Like they're like in another recent like upset or another recent, like, confusing thing, presidential candidate General Ross doesn't show up to the Missouri whatever.
Yeah, we have a talking heads montage where the, like, the pundits are saying, like, it's totally inexplicable. Like, I don't know, what is campaign managers thinking?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were, that was good. But, so...
That's where we've gotten so far.
And I wonder if, at that point, we even need... I don't know that we need anything else tied to the presidency. You know what I mean? Like, we circle back around to it in the end, like, he lost, like, but he lost because he was doing this instead, because this was obviously more important to him. This
is revenge tour.
And I think if we, like, plant seeds throughout, like, the beginning of it, where it's like, he's talking about power, and he's talking about the presidency giving him all the power that he needs and all this stuff, like, it's what he's always wanted, like, he's drunk and, like, ranting off to Maverick or something like that.
This is probably... We don't have enough time to come up with this, but whatever his campaign slogan is, is like also important later on of like words he needs to hear, or like he is actually like defying his campaign slogan the whole time.
We'll come up with it for the trailer.
I don't know what it is, but
pressure.
Okay,
so then he hunts down, we'll say Zax, and I'm so sorry that we haven't, all you big Zax fans out there, we've just been brushing over him.
I don't know who the hell that is.
He's just like a big lightning bolt enemy.
Like the embodiment of a lightning bolt?
Kind of, sort of. he's just like a radiated, like, anyway, point is.
Sounds so uncomfortable.
Point is, he defeats him, and then, like, pretty easily, we'll say. Just crushes him, and, like, this dead body is found or whatever. And then, later on in the campaign, he finally finds Abomination. And he has, like, this awesome, like, mid-movie battle with Abomination, he finally, like... And this is, like... Maybe it's not Zax. Maybe it's somebody else that he defeats easily early on. And then Abomination is, like, actually a hard battle for him.
Sure.
Especially... And we get a little bit of, like, banter because he kind of created the Abomination anyway. And he, like, ends up, like, snapping his neck and, like, becoming, like, this, like, pretty terrifying monster at this point. Like, truly what he... like, feared and hated about Bruce Banner, he has now become himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the midpoint there. And then now it's like he doesn't give a shit about the campaign. And he's just like, it's all going down the drain. And then it's spiraling down. And he is then like, now he's like close to finding the leader. And he finds the leader's hideout. And there's all these like traps and everything there. And then this is where, like, the whole time Doc Samson's been a step behind him. And we see Doc Samson like finding the bodies and finding, like, he's there after. And then for the final one, it's like Doc Samson meets him there, like beats him to the point and like tries to like talk him down from killing the leader. Maybe. Okay. So now here's my final question.
Mm-hmm.
Is the final battle against Doc Samson, or is the final, because I don't think Doc Samson could beat him. I think Doc Samson calls in Professor Hulk.
And Amadeus Cho?
Maybe just Hulk. Maybe just Bruce. This is a personal battle.
Interesting.
This is a personal battle. And I think we you know, but we, it's, this is like the most kept, the best kept secret in Hollywood. So Mark Ruffalo doesn't even know about it.
And they've been filming him secretly and CGIing Hulk on top of it.
And so Doc Samson tries to talk him
down.
What's
that movie, Bowfinger, where they make a movie without people knowing?
Yeah.
God, that's a deep cut.
okay, listen. Listen, yes, okay, good, good. We'll talk about that later, damn it.
We'll watch it later.
Okay, what was I saying? Damn it, Andy. Okay, I got it, shut up.
Hulk
okay.
is there, Professor Hulk. So, just him.
So, no, it's not Professor Hulk, it's Doc Samson is there, and he tries to talk Red Hulk down, and it seems like it's going to work at first, and then the rage takes over, and he goes and he punches Doc Samson against the tree or whatever. Oof. I think they're in like the Canadian wilderness right, yeah. at this point.
Rips his hair out.
And he doesn't rip his hair out.
Okay.
Because he needs his hair, because Doc Samson planned on a backup plan in case that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, we see Mark Ruffalo walking out of the woods.
Taking his glasses off.
And he says, something like,
it's smasher in time.
He says something like, now you know what it's like. A mile in those big pants, or something like that.
Those big purple pants.
Now you know what it feels like in those purple pants, big guy. And he says, I'm here to stop this madness. And then, like, Thunderbolt Ross is like, this is the one person he wants to kill more than anyone now.
And it gets so hot.
And so then we have this badass battle, and I think it journeys from, like, Canadian, like, wilderness, like, maybe, like, up a mountain somewhere. Do they have mountains in Canada? They do, right?
Sure.
There's like snowy things and mountains.
Snowy mountains.
Yeah. I've never been to Canada. Leave me alone.
Snow and mountains are synonymous.
But so there's heat, right? And so there's like heat is like melting all this snow around them and all this like shit.
Causes an avalanche.
And meanwhile, Doc
Samson.
They're
fighting as they're rolling down the hill.
So there's two fights. There's that big like knockout fight between them. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Doc Samson going inside and trying to take out leader fight, mm-hmm. right? Because he's still trying to avenge Betty as well. And that was Leader's whole thing. Leader, like, killed Betty, right? So mm-hmm. we have them doing that, these guys fighting over here, two epic battles happening, and then, obviously, the Doc Samson one ends first, because that's the, like, sub-battle.
Mm-hmm.
He defeats Leader, but does not kill him, mm-hmm. and then we have Hulk defeating Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah.
So our hero this whole time is defeated and humbled, finally, and I think he just cries. He finally mourns the loss of his daughter.
Yeah.
And the loss of his presidency and the loss of everything.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't win.
He literally, the only thing he wanted was control and power, and he lost every ounce of it.
Yeah.
Who does win the presidency? Is there another character that is like an evil character that could win? That he's
was
been
he,
running against
so
the whole
time? We didn't know the whole time, right. But then we find out at the end he was running against Norman Osborn.
Yeah. Or something like
and
that.
Like, no, and this is Norman Osborn steps into the spotlight. Like in a really interesting upset, Norman Osborn gets the whatever bid for presidency.
Presidential nomination.
Oh, has this just been the primaries the whole time?
No, this has been the election.
Okay.
So
Norman Osborn is now the president of the
of the MCPU.
Yeah.
Wait, where did we leave Norman last time? He wasn't in jail, was he?
Oh, probably.
After J.
I don't think it can be him. Yeah.
No, it's him. It's unless, definitely him.
Unless he kept that under wraps the whole time.
It's definitely him. Whatever we said earlier about jail with him, if he ever went to jail. I don't think he went to jail.
Maybe he kept defeated. That under wraps the whole time.
Yeah.
If it was, we'll retcon it.
Well, we're going to retcon that if he ended up in jail. He gets out because he was rich. That's what happens when you're rich and you go to prison.
And then you get to go to become president.
That's right. Okay. Guys, we did it. Jesus.
That was proud of us.
And then in the after tease. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, one thing that I wanted to kind of talk about with AIM, I think AIM is split. I think it's kind of like S.H.I.E.L.D., where like half of them were evil all along, and so like half of them did have ties to Leader, but half of them were secret. Like, I mean, we're truly like we're wanting redemption, working for the government. So it's kind of like a mixed bag there, if that makes sense.
Yep.
They're there for the science.
Yeah, some of them were just there for the science, and they just wanted to be science cool guys. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the other ones were actually just evil and wanted to work with the Leader. So anyway, AIM is like righted, and you know, General Maverick is brought in. We just like this is like some AIM. Like there's like a lady who like runs AIM. Her name is
Isabella
Sally AIM.
Okay.
Her name is Isabella AIM Sally.
And I don't think AIM has to be part of her name. Probably.
Yeah, Isabella Sally. You're right. That's much better.
Oh God.
Isabella Sally is her name. She brings. She's been running. She's been working with with General Ross the whole time, and then she's the one who brings on. Robert Maverick afterward, and she's like, sir, this, we believe that you're the one who, like, would know what to do with this, and he's like, well, all right. Matthew McConaughey is Robert Maverick.
Yeah, this whole time.
And he pulls down his sunglasses.
It's so fitting. He has a mustache and sunglasses. Yep. You guys, that's happening. And that's, oh, and then the final, I think the final tease at the end is... Ross is in prison for murder.
Right.
And...
Multiple murders.
For a couple murders.
Just a couple.
And I think they're like, sir, you have a visitor. And he goes and he picks up the phone. And then on the other side is Bruce Banner. And he just wants to talk about Betty. And they're starting to kind of like there's like some forgiveness that's going to start happening here.
That's nice. That's good shit.
Yeah.
Got me right
in
the heart on that one.
Oof. Right in the heart on? What'd you say?
Right.
I got you right on the heart on?
Heart.
Throwing bones.
Heart.
Justin. Throwing bones.
Throwing bones.
Stay tuned.
Okay, yeah, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with the trailer where you will hear all more of that.
All more of it.
All more of it. Mm-hmm. Bye.
See you. Thinks he deserves your vote because he can buy it. But I don't give a damn what he thinks he deserves. I care about what you deserve. Yeah. You deserve someone you can trust.
Yeah. Thaddeus, I see you're commissioning AIM for military operations. I gotta tell you, that's not all right.
There's a lot of brain power in that building. We gotta just put them to work. Can't waste it.
You deserve someone who will listen.
My father can't know about my involvement rehabilitating villains here on the raft.
Now, Betty, I'm not going to tell your father, but they're patients. They're not villains. Right, Abomination? Now, what have we learned?
Abomination want no. Witch spoon, dessert spoon.
You deserve someone willing to do whatever it takes.
Sir, last chance. Are you sure this is what you want?
Do it.
All right, flipping the switch.
Oh, I can feel it.
Does it feel good?
That feels so good.
Sir, you're getting very hot.
It's getting so hot, the power!
Your skin's getting hard.
The power is taking over.
Wait, why is he red? Isn't he supposed to be green?
Oh, here's a cough drop, sir.
Damn it.
America deserves someone ready to take back the power!
Fuck you, General Ross!
Yeah! Take back the power!
Take back the power!
Shocking, isn't it? Sounds like we got our wires crossed.
I'm gonna cut your cord.
Looks like you need an outlet for your aggression.
About to punch you right in the socket.
Red Hulk.
Red. White and blue.
All right. Well, that was a trailer.
It sure was.
It was a trailer. I don't know how to come back after the trailer. You know what I mean? Like, it's not... I don't know. We'll work on it. We'll work on it. We're working on it. It's a work in progress. good. Well, thanks for hanging out with us on this one. Brian, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
You were an American miracle.
I was born in Germany.
What? You were?
For real.
I had no idea.
What city? So cool. Hamburg?
Hahn Air Force Base.
Hahn Air Force Base.
That's a funny city.
Military brat?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Cool.
End of the podcast. Good. Still learning things.
Good. Well, Brian, where can our friends follow you?
You can look me up on Facebook, Brian Michael Fornishon, or follow, if you would, please. Follow the Improv Shop KC on Facebook and come see us. Come see some of our shows. Come take some of our classes and, you know, get up there and perform yourself.
Hell yeah.
It's lots of fun.
Do it. Make your own trailers. awesome. Thanks for being on, Brian. We will see you all or hear you. We'll hear from you. We'll see you all in 2 weeks.
We will see you.
We will see you.
We will look for you.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe. Please review us. Let us know. What was it that we had to review? I forget.
The difference between missionaries.
Oh, yeah. Tell us the difference between missionaries.
Is it moral or religious?
Yeah.
Yeah. And until next time.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Justin.
And this podcast was brought to you by Thaddy Us. Abomination want Manny and Petty. Abomination not let Cole's bucks expire.
That's right.